We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
I'm Rob Hart. A woman from the South Side who worked in daycare was shot to death on her way home last night, sparking outrage in the community.
The 53-year-old woman was pulling into a parking lot in the Altgeld Gardens public housing complex on 133rd Street at about 10:30 when police say someone fired shots and she was hit in the face and was dead at the scene. An activist pastor, Donovan Price, says she was caught in crossfire.
Coming home from work. You know, you can't even say wrong place the wrong time because she's doing what everybody does.
People who knew her showed up at the scene, including family, and said she was a longtime daycare provider and a grandmother. Police say nobody is in custody. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Another teacher strike in the Chicago area this morning, this one in far north suburban Grays Lake.
Pay is said to be the only issue left to resolve between the Grays Lake District 46 School Board and its teachers and support staff. About 300 teachers and 180 support staff are on strike. The Lake County Federation of Teachers says that although a four-year contract was agreed to 2 years ago, the pay issue was to be revisited this year. The district says it has significantly increased its offer. There will be more negotiations tonight. 3,700 students are affected. In Grays Lake, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Supporters and opponents of a plan to convert an old Holiday Inn in Itasca into a 240-bed addiction treatment center gathered last night for the latest public hearing on the controversial plan.
The nonprofit group Haymarket is behind the proposal, and Dr. Dan Lustig is Haymarket's president and CEO. He was questioned by attorney Steve Ellenbecker, who represents some Itasca residents, about whether it would make more sense to open a facility in a much larger community in DuPage County, such as Naperville.
It would make sense that a town like Naperville would have the largest concentration of those needing Haymarket's assistance, correct?
I wouldn't necessarily say that, because if you take a look at Haymarket in the West Loop, we attract people from all over the state of Illinois.
Others questioned whether the facility would put a strain on local schools and emergency services. Lustig has said Haymarket is taking several steps to make the facility's effect on Itasca services as small as possible. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Governor Pritzker was in the suburbs yesterday talking about his infrastructure plan.
In Will County, you can guess which project he talked about.
We dedicated $1.2 billion to reconstructing the critical corridor of I-80 from Ridge Road to US 30. You'll see multiple bridge replacements over the Des Plaines River, new auxiliary lanes, and improved shoulders.
And in DuPage County, more lanes for Route 56 and a fix-up and expansion of the bridge over the east branch of the DuPage River. At the Illinois Capitol, Dave Dahl, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The city of Chicago's official Christmas tree will be cut down in northwest suburban Elgin this morning. The 55-foot blue spruce, donated by Gene Nelson and his family, was selected from more than 40 submitted for consideration. The Nelsons will be on hand for the official lighting ceremony in Millennium Park on the 22nd. If you're ever in the Ravenswood neighborhood and wonder what those bright orange boxes near the Metra UP North tracks are, here's your answer.
There are four boxes, and they each contain a seismograph.
It's measuring vibrations on the ground.
Colin Quinn works for the Judlaw Company, the general contractor, and Quinn's the project manager for the Metra work, replacing 11 bridges.
Prior to my coming here, there had been a complaint from a property owner who said they had cracks and damage in their building. They filed a claim with our insurance. Our insurance company actually denied it. There had been evidence of cracks there before we ever started.
One of the seismographs is at Ravenswood in Sunnyside, across the street from Spakanopoli Restaurant, owned by Jonathan Goldsmith.
We do have some noise, and we do feel some vibration. The city has overnight basically changed our permit parking, so that's created a hardship as well.
Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Chicago property owners will be on the hook for some upcoming expenses.
CPS officials say residents will help provide the extra $1.5 billion needed under the five-year deal with the teachers union. Cranes reports CPS expects an extra $100 million a year from property taxes, and by the fifth year, that would amount to $500 million a year, or $1.5 billion over the five-year period, which would be enough to pay for the new contract, though not other expense hikes. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.